Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock on KDKA. On the 23rd of January is when Maternal Health Awareness Day is observed. And we are delighted to be joined now by a member of the Allegheny County Medical Society and a maternal fetal medicine specialist with AHN, Dr. Michael Aziz, joining us here on KDKA. Dr. Aziz, how are you?
Fine, thank you for having me to discuss this important topic.
We don't think about the fact that in an advanced society like what we are in the United States, we don't think about the number of women who still die during childbirth. I mean, the numbers, if you go back and look at the Center for Disease Control, looking at those numbers and saying 1,205 women died during childbirth in 2021. How is that even possible? I think it shocks people to hear those numbers.
Absolutely. We have the highest maternal mortality rate for any developed country on the face of the earth.
How?
And it's been identified as a national crisis, and in my opinion, should be considered a national embarrassment.
How is it possible? I mean, what is it that causes those issues? Is it that people are not getting prenatal care? Is it they're not taking care of themselves? Or they're not getting good care when they go to a hospital? Or they're trying to birth at home? I mean, how is that even possible that it's 1,200 plus?
Unfortunately, it's a confluence of all of those factors. We have a patient population which is different than it used to be, older, sicker, heavier, and more likely to have underlying health problems. Also, the cesarean delivery rate is a factor in that as well.
How much of this maternal crisis that you're talking about involves babies that are not well as well? Because it's more than just the mom, right? There's the other half of that equation that the
Absolutely.
Babies, right? I mean, how much of that is a concern?
Well, the maternal and fetal health are connected through the placenta or the afterbirth. And unfortunately, if you're carrying a sick fetus, it increases your rate of severe maternal morbidity by threefold. So that's also going into this national crisis, as well as the coronavirus pandemic. We had way more deaths and maternal deaths from pregnant patients from the COVID pandemic than other developed countries in the world.
So while we have this day on the calendar and it's circled for maternal health awareness, what exactly does that mean? I mean, it's a nice thing to say. It's a nice thing to talk about on the radio, but we need to do something, right? What can we do? What should we be doing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think as a society, we need to take positive steps forward to include pregnant patients in our general health considerations. Also, you know, the regular ills of our society, which I think are overlooked, but then become laser focused whenever you're talking about a pregnant person, things like the opiate epidemic. You know, just because somebody's pregnant doesn't mean that they aren't susceptible to being addicted to opiates. And if you look at the last maternal mortality review that was published from the state, excluding Philadelphia, almost half of the maternal deaths that occurred in the state were due to overdose. And I think it's about time that we step up our efforts to try to prevent death from overdose in the state of Pennsylvania.
And
there are a lot of groups working towards it.
I was saying that's probably linked also to fetal issues as well, with lower birth rates or premature birth rates as well, right? With the issues of the opioid abuse?
Yes, and then neonatal dependence after delivery,
sure,
resulting in the neonatal intensive care unit admissions. You know, so really to work on this accidental poisoning or overdose really requires big efforts from public health and from political willpower to reduce harm by making naloxone, the antidote to opiates, more readily available, to have test strips for contaminants such as tranquilizers and fentanyl, and then to kind of bring these problems out into the open so that we can address them head on.
So, Dr. Aziz, you talked about the issues of abuses of opioids and the epidemic that is going on there. What are some of the other challenges that women are facing right now when it comes to their reproductive health, their ability to have healthy children?
Yeah, because of our pressures in society, from financial pressures, a lot of our patients are delaying childbirth and, becoming very successful. But at the same time, there is a cost associated with that because we are now older and sicker whenever we're having children. And, positive health messages from employers and from the government would help to alleviate some of those pressures, so that it was easier to have children at an earlier age when you're less likely to have a complication of pregnancy.
We spent so much time at 2020, 2021, 22 talking about the impacts of the coronavirus. Are there lingering impacts of that when it comes to maternal health?
Absolutely. You know, we encourage all of our patients to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and to take the updated boosters. There's a wonderful body of medical evidence. Now the COVID vaccine has become the most studied medication given to pregnant people in the history of the world. And it is associated with a decreased chance of being hospitalized, of visiting the emergency department, of having an intensive care unit hospitalization. There's also fetal benefits, like a reduction in preterm birth and stillbirth, and infant benefits, where if you get vaccinated against COVID-19 during your pregnancy, there's decreased rates of COVID-19 infection in your baby, as well as decreased rates of COVID-19 related hospitalizations.
So it seems like right there, we've just been through three or four different things that we can easily do. Who is responsible for getting these things done? Where does that fall? I mean, is that something that you're taking on with the Allegheny County Medical Society? Is that something you're doing within the walls of AHN? Or is this something that all of us need to get together on and say, hey, how can we let this maternal crisis continue?
Yeah, you know, doctors, I think, are very comfortable being in their office and in the hospital and not branching out and talking about how the ills of our patients are really, in some ways, the ills of society. And we need to step up as a community to embrace these patients. Everybody talks about how much we care about mothers and babies, but I think it's time we put our money where our mouth is. In Pennsylvania, we've done a pretty good job of expanding access to Medicaid after deliveries and looking at the fourth trimester, which is the postpartum period where patients are at such high risk. But it's really going to take an all hands on deck approach to make sure that patients are included, patients are insured. Patients who are insured aren't so underinsured that they're afraid of seeing the doctor because they're worried about getting slammed with huge medical bills. And then our patients who are dependent upon opiates have access to safer and harm reduction strategies in order to make sure that they don't overdose, because let's face it, you don't buy heroin from the pharmacist. And there are unscrupulous people who contaminate these drugs, and then that leads to its own slew of problems.
Dr. Michael Aziz, I applaud you for being willing to sound the alarm. And again, these clearly are societal problems, and it is a maternal crisis that we have here in the United States. So thank
you.
It's
an issue very near and dear to my heart.
I'm
unfortunately,
sure.
my own paternal grandmother died in childbirth. So I really care very much about it, and I hope you can convince your listeners, and we can convince your listeners to take a stand on this, I think, moral issue.
Well, you certainly have started that conversation, and we would like to continue it with you in the future as we move on, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you very much. Dr. Michael Azeez joining us here on KDKA on Maternal Health Awareness Day. He is a physician with AHN, also a member of the Allegheny County Medical Society, and his area of expertise is maternal fetal medicine with AHN. Just a powerful conversation and something we all need to be thinking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.